And with all of the politics, it's easy to forget that the real fight is not in Washington. It's still on the front lines in Iraq. To get a personal view of the war, which has 160,000 troops on the ground, we've reached out to Marine Corps Staff Sergeant David Marino. He served two tours in Iraq. We spoke with his wife, Christy, in January when she thought he might have to serve a third. But he's currently home recuperating from knee surgery. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So when we spoke with your wife, she was literally in tears at one point because she was so worried for you and missed you so much. How has it been to come home?
I tell you, it's like redoing our relationship over and over. It's, you know, we've been together 5 years, but within that 5 years being in the military the whole time that we've been together, I probably spent maybe a solid year with her until this year where I've actually, because of my physical condition, I had to get two knee surgeries in the last 6 months because of a non-hostile injury in Iraq my last tour on a long mission. So I was going to go back a third tour here when my unit left out this year, but I ended up staying behind and getting two surgeries instead, and I'm still recovering. But to tell you the truth, it's been great to actually be with my family and be there to support them and see how it is on the flip side of things with the troops over there. And it's hard sitting back in the shadows knowing, you know, my men are over there and the coalition forces, and I can't do much about it. So the patriotic Marine in me still wants to be in the fight. But the other side of me is glad to be home to be with my wife and family and take care of them and support them.
Yes, Christy definitely described you as a Marine's Marine. And how do you stay in touch with the people in your unit?
Basically, I use the motor mail system. I do care packages every month for my guys. I know how important it is to get a letter from home or, you know, to get that box of goodies from home, whatever it may be. Anything you get over there from home, it could be the smallest thing. It means the world to you. It's like Christmas Day every single time you get a package. It's such a morale booster. You know, it's just great to get that, to have that feeling of support of friends and family back home. So, you know, I just make sure I do the same for them because, you know, I lived that for two years of my life, just about two tours. And yesterday I was at the post office, spent an hour there, sent 10 packages out to various fellow Marines that are serving over there right now, and they've been in country for several months now.
If you were to talk to any politician, Democrat, Republican, whoever, and try to tell them something that you think they don't know about this conflict, what would it be?
Basically, some days, especially you know, when you're in the moment over there in country, so you wonder sometimes, you know, on a personal level, you know, what are some of these politicians thinking? And, you know, maybe if they were stood in a coalition of forces, a Marine, Army, Navy, Air Force, if they stood in our boots for one day and experienced exactly what everybody experiences on the ground while you're in the fight, when you're getting shot at, when you're getting blown up, when you're holding your buddy in your arms, you know, maybe they'd have a different perspective on what's going on over there and about all these policies. And I'm trying not to get too political here, but about getting the money to the right places, you know, to the gear, to the equipment to save lives. And you know, I'd really, some days I'd like to have a one-on-one with Capitol Hill, but, you know, that's just, I have a mission, I have a job to do, so I try to put that aside and not think about that. Just support, you know, what's going on now, because we can't change the past. We're there, we're in it. You know, we can't pull out tomorrow. We're in there for the long run, and it's already been such a long run, 3,600, you know, American fallen heroes later. You know, and the numbers just keep rising. And talking about, you know, the wounded and disabled, you know, you can times that number by three or four. It's just, you know, when I think about it and I set myself aside, I've had a lot of time to think in the past. You know, my mission is to get my men in, get them out safely, complete the mission, come home, you know, to mom and dad and your family and friends, and move on for the next mission the next day. But when you step back, I want everybody home just as much as the average citizen does. I want everybody back alive. I want my buddies back alive. I want them in one piece.
Well, David, we second that sentiment, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, ma'am.
Marine Corps Staff Sergeant David Marino.